today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Thursday, 6th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-An'am, verses 162 to
163.
Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds.
لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
No partner has he, and this I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the first verse mentioned here, it points to the matter that the Prophet should tell the pagans that not only from the point of belief he is a Unitarian and a monotheist, but also from the point of action, whatever good deed he does, including his prayer, all his worships, and even his death and life in all, are for the sake of the Lord of the worlds, in order to nullify all kinds of paganism and idolatry. In this verse, it emphasizes that Allah is the one that there is no associate and no compeer for him. In this episode, we look at the effect of dua of peace of mind. A dua can have a multitude of purposes. It can be empowering, uplifting, transformational. We use dua to not only call upon the Almighty in our time of need or to express our thanks for what He has given, but to channel our emotions, our spirituality and desires. Ultimately, we are expressing our submission to Him and Him alone and our need for Him. It's more than just a channel of communication or a ritual. However, dua has been described as the essence of worship, for by turning to Allah, we are affirming that He alone has the power to grant or deny our wishes, desires, hopes, and ambitions. A hadith recites that the Prophet stated, dua is that act which is worthy of being called true worship.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. So now let's have a look at the psychological effects of supplication. Supplication brings a person out of internal isolation and connects them to the community. It is actually a worthy companion that transforms loneliness and estrangement into familiarity and affection. A person in prayer not only does not see themselves as a stranger, but with the eye of the heart, understands that in those mystical states, the entire universe is in harmony with them. As the Holy Quran says, everything praises Him, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not understand their praise. The second effect of supplication is enlightenment of the heart. As soon as a person sees the world in the light of truth and reality due to their connection with their Lord, that light illuminates the space of their soul, acts like a lamp that has been lit inside them. Such a person sees problems clearly and under the grace of the Almighty, addresses them, and is less anxious. A third effect of supplication is reducing discomforts. Human life is filled with sweetness and bitterness, comfort and pain, victory and defeat. Therefore, humans are obliged to struggle with nature, to struggle to turn bitterness into sweetness and defeats into victories. Supplication and connection with the Lord create resistance in a person and make bitterness bearable so that the pleasure of life in old age becomes greater for godly and fearful people than in youth. The face of death in the eyes of a faithful person is a transition from the transient world to the eternal world, from a smaller world to a larger world. Therefore, such a person resolves worries and anxiety about death by striving in good deeds, called righteous actions in the language of religion, and does not become anxious about the approach of death.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Yes, dua is the essence of worship. Prophet Muhammad said dua is the essence of ibadah, or act of worship. Did you know that through the 5 daily prayer, there is one dua we make at least 17 times a day? Can you guess what it is? It's the verse near the end of Surah Fatiha. Guide us onto the straight path. That verse is a dua. Whenever we pray our salah and recite Surah Fatiha, we are asking Allah for guidance. Dua is indeed the heart of our worship, and it is an action that brings us closer to Allah. Dua for peace of mind and heart in Arabic. We have a dua here. and we learn it. Reciting dua in Arabic, the language of Quran, holds a special significance. The dua for peace of mind and heart is Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Birahmatika Astaghith, O living or sustaining, in your mercy I seek relief. This dua is a simple yet powerful plea to Allah, the ever-living and self-sustaining, for mercy and solace.
هَوَّنَ مَا نَزَلَ بِي أَنَّهُ بَعَيْنِ اللَّهِ. On the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein lost his own infant in his arms, what did he say? He knew that his infant is martyred, killed. He's not going to come back to life. He says, Oh Allah, what gives me strength, what gives me power to stand and continue is that you are with me, you're watching. Dua guarantees the well-being of your mental health. Never underestimate the power of dua in protecting your mental health. That's one very important benefit of dua. The second benefit of dua, and this is something that sometimes we dismiss, is that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for every dua that you made, and He will answer every dua you made fully on the day of judgment. Because on the day of judgment, you're in greater need than in this dunya. In this dunya, we have needs, but we can go by with difficulty, but not on the day of judgment. Imagine on the day of judgment, we're standing on our feet. You know how Imam Ali alayhi salam states, how he describes the day of judgment? The Imam says, you're lucky on the day of judgment when you're standing with billions of people if you find a square foot to stand on. Think of that. For some people, you know how long they stand on the day of judgment? For some people, 50,000 years. On that day, you're in greater need. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays answering your dua. In this dunya, you don't really need that. You're fine without it. I will answer your dua on the day of judgment when you're more in need. Many times we forget that. Allah is answering your prayer. He's listening to you. But just wait. Just be patient. That's like you going to your exam, the bar exam, MCAT, whatever it is. And you're sitting in the exam hall and it's a very long exam. 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, sometimes some of those exams are 10 hours. You're sitting there and you start complaining. Hey, professor, teacher, where are you? Don't you help me? How come I don't hear you? Where is my teacher who's supposed to help me? Habibi, your teacher is not going to come in the examination hall and give you all the answers. Your teacher gave you the tools to take this exam. But he's not going to be present sitting next to you, giving you the answers.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.